Okay, so this one is absolutely terrifying. A woman was found alive in a body bag. In a morgue, in a body bag, gasping for air. Holy crap, right? This was in Ohio. A care facility is actually being fined now for $10,000 for a mistake of pronouncing a 66-year-old resident dead, having her transported to the funeral home where she woke up gasping for air in the body bag. Okay, and you really think that $10,000 is enough for that emotional game damage? What? Okay, so this happened on December 28, 2022, and she wishes to remain anonymous, but she was a resident of the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care Center since December of 2021, when she was transferred to the facility hospice due to the senile deterioration of the brain, is what they were calling it. There were comfort measures performed when receiving hospice care. Staff members observed instances of diminishing lung sounds and brief convulsions over a couple of few days. The woman was declared dead on January 3rd, 2023 at 6 a.m. So a staff member reported it and said that she couldn't detect a pulse. So it must have been like really faint, and discovered that the resident was not breathing at that time. The employee informed a registered practical nurse that she was dead and notified the woman's whole family. So soon after 7:30, the funeral director arrived, and then, you know, the help of the police department and another nurse, and the resident was placed into a body bag and zipped tied shut. Shortly after, the funeral director got out of the building soon after 7:30, and yeah, zip tied and shut. Employees of the funeral home and cremation actually opened the bag at 8:26 a.m. So from 7:30 to 8:26 a.m., she was in that body bag. And they saw the chest moving and rising, gasping for air. And then they called the funeral home, dialed 911, and contacted the nursing home. There was no eye movement when the EMS arrived, but they were able to capture a pulse and breathing. The resident was brought back to the facility care the same day. And then they said that she passed away early on January 5th with her family by her side. But are you sure? Like, you're going to mess up that this person is dead once, and then you're going to say that she's dead again 2 days later from the same facility care? Dude, I would be like, you're not taking care of my loved one at that point. Like, screw you. Go away. There is no way that you are taking care of my loved one. No. No. That's not happening. What? Freaking insane. Freaking insane. Oh my gosh.
As always, thank you for listening here, watching, whatever you're doing. You can always find us, crimetheoriespodcast@gmail.com. You can email us. And crimetheoriespodcast.com is where you can find us. I will link down in this description below for all of our website and our socials. And if you would like to help support us, we have a Patreon as well. So I'll go ahead, I'll link everything in the show notes. And as always, just keep fucking that going.